up level high. Hayom Esrim Yom Shehem Shnei Shuvos V'Shisha Yamim BaOmer. Today is the 20th day of the Omer. We're in the attribute of Yesod Shebetiferes, foundation within harmony, as we are blending our midos together and achieving glorious success in all areas. We have to remember that our morality is keen. Our ability to produce things of fruitful value is incredibly important at this juncture, and focusing on our emunah is important. So therefore, and by way of introduction, today we are in our 30 days before the holiday of Shavuos. And as Moshe Rabbeinu has already prescribed, the person should start beginning to be learning the laws of the holiday 30 days beforehand. So we should start studying a little bit about the laws of Shavuos. So that's something that should be done today. Start in the Shulchan Aruch, read one or two halachas regarding Shavuos. In the area of Beinonu L'makom, you have to reflect that in order to achieve perfection and tiferes regarding wealth and wisdom that we've been talking about for the last few days, you must conduct yourself with an extra degree of holiness and purity. We see that after Yosef achieved financial success, he was tested by the wife of Potiphar, and he had compassion on Hashem's honor and sanctified Hashem's name. Tiferes always needs to be safeguarded with morality. Similarly, when you achieve glory in the area of wisdom, the greater your wisdom, the Talmud says, the greater the Yetzer Hara, which requires a greater strengthening in morality. In other words, the more success you achieve in Tiferes, the more the Yetzer Hara will try to take you down with immorality. So watch out in these areas today. Number two, after you have achieved glory in wisdom, wealth, or other activities, and you're giving Hashem credit for everything, you're still not considered complete and true in these areas until you grab onto one mitzvah with all your strength in a firm way. In other words, try, instead of being a jack of all mitzvahs, be a master of one. When you master one, this enables that perfection of that mitzvah to spill over into other areas of Torah and mitzvahs, which brings a beautiful tiferes for the person. The same can be said in sort of mastering one midah, one characteristic. It will spill over into others. So today, choose a mitzvah to focus on and to do it better. Study it in the laws of the Shulchan Aruch. Learn words of Musar to focus on which mitzvah we want to perfect, which will spill over into others. Number three, just like a tree or a structure can only be glorified to the degree that it has a strong foundation, so it is with the glory of a person. So we must arouse ourselves to inspect the foundations of Judaism, such as the 13 principles of Jewish belief, keeping the Shabbos, upon which all the mitzvahs and good conduct revolve around. So spend some time reviewing the Yud Gimel Midos, the Yud Gimel Animamins rather, and review how Shabbos is so central to being a Jew. In the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro aspect between man and others, you should make efforts to learn and teach the written Torah with great concentration until you know and you can create new Chidushei Torah. This becomes a new point, Chidushei Torah. That's fruits that comes out of Yesod. Included in this is studying the Zohar according to one's ability and try to create new insights in that area. So primarily try to focus on producing fruits to your Torah knowledge, a new insight. That's the use of Yesod. Also, second point, purify yourself and allow others in order for you and others to achieve perfection in Torah knowledge. What includes purity? Keep your hands clean. Keep them holy. When you're learning Torah, you shouldn't put your hands in areas that afterwards you'd have to wash your hands, areas that are normally covered by your body. Take care that you don't have to go to the washroom during your prayers or when you have tefillin on, and go to the mikvah as would be required when in the laws of purity for a man or a woman. Number three, safeguard your kedusha of morality and speech if you want to achieve the levels of dover emes bilvavo, meaning what you say, saying what you mean in general, and specifically in business dealings with others, or if you want others to accept your truthful words, safeguard your kedusha. This is the yesod we have to focus on. And the body part, you should use your upper body part when engaged in mitzvahs that are from fundamentals to the religion and that will quote-unquote bear fruits. The time of the day to create new Torah insights into written Torah and study the Zohar in the daytime, especially on a Tuesday, which this is only going to come once in a while, so it's not Tuesday in this case. Number two, concentrate on the blessing of Sim Shalom in the evening prayer. That is a foundation. Without Shalom, nothing can be held on properly. Concentrate during the evening Amida. Concentrate when saying the name Shin Dalet Yud in the evening Amida. And the quality to acquire now is Be'erach Apayim, patience. Anger causes forgetfulness and error in judgment. If you're not patient, you can't teach. You can't benefit from Pilpul Chaverim, discussion with students. A student must also have the patience to accept the admonishments of discipline instituted by his master. And therefore, that becomes a foundation, a yesod, to being able to come up with Torah insights. Because you have a mind that's open, and that's when you're relaxed and you are able to analyze things in a beautiful way and come up with great insights in your Torah insights. We wish everyone success in achieving the yesod in their Midah of Tiferes. Have a great day.